Bomb Threats, the Time's Up movement. Join us as we watch the StarCast while they let the good times roll.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guess who's back in the house? Ah. Click, clack, and about. Fine, fresh, feminine style, 211. I'm divine, so heavenly, gentlemen. Sweating yes. Sounds across the board, no doubt. Body like, wow. Pussy about to get this trap. Titty so
clever. I love this song. When it was playing this song, I was like, call me yeah. Damn.
I was just looking at Vogan earlier. Yes. I was like, I want to be like them so bad.
And I like death drop.
Yes. No, that death drop, I'm like, yo, that is athleticism.
I'm scared. Every
yo, what's going it. On? Guess who's back in the house? It's the StarCast. Hey. I am your lead host, Ivana. And who am I joined here with?
Hi.
Oh.
Hello. Hi, guys. I am Drew Jones.
And I'm your girl, Shauna O.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to talk some of the special segments. I want to discuss, you know, Simone, Noah, Derek Ruby and the settlement check, Cotton and Jade. We have so much to discuss, y'all. But definitely, like, sexual assault, homophobia, and transphobia were some of the bigger themes of the show. And it really spanned across many of the characters, so I can't wait to really dive into it. What were some of y'all's overall thoughts of the episode? Just let me know real quick.
Woo. It was good. I mean, for me, it was jam-packed. I loved, as you guys know, I'm a shipper. So I love Sangel. I love the fact that they got a chance to, like, come to this head. Because eventually they're going to get something talked out. Mm-hmm. And I got to see my Nalix. So, I mean, I told y'all I'm here for the ships. And that was what they gave us.
Yeah.
I love Lee Daniels because he does a great job of throwing in a issue that affects the Black community and has his show unpack it and kind of like put a really realistic twist on it. And so this was a perfect episode in my opinion.
Yeah. So I want to get into it. For topic one, we're going to discuss Simone and everything that has encompassed her for this episode. So they talked about having sex for the first time. That was at the beginning of the episode. And Angel was saying that he wanted her first time to be special. They wanted to get a hotel together, blah, blah, blah. But we see that she's still a little bit hesitant. What did y'all think it was at first? I felt that it was she was still having issues from her sexual assault, but what did y'all feel?
Yeah, I definitely thought it was her sexual assault. Because even last week at the little wedding, like montage thing, she sees Otis in
it.
And so I was like, oh, we're going to have issues with
this.
Yes. Resurfacing.
Yeah.
That type of stuff really like affects me. And I'm watching it. It makes me like, I was like almost crying, you guys, because I saw her crying out and not being able to really connect with the idea of what was the reason why she was doing what she was doing. And then she didn't really reveal to him that she wasn't a virgin. I mean, or in a way, it's like it would be her first time like experiencing something very like loving, I think, because that's not considered sex when you're assaulted.
Yeah.
But I do believe that she wants to reveal that to him so she can feel safer with him.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then at one point, we see Andy and his homophobia. My God.
He sucks. He's like, God. He hates everything.
Oh, I just want to do that sometimes. You know? But he's such an amazing singer and actor, and I'm just like, ugh. But anyway, so we saw at one point that he was having a conversation with Angel, and he was like, well, yeah, maybe I'll... Basically, like, maybe it's not going to happen because she's gay. He kept saying, she's gay. You see where she is. We out here in New Orleans or whatever. And for a second, I was wondering, like, well, what if maybe she doesn't want to be tied down with him and she wants to explore or something while she's there at the Pride Fest? But at the same time, I still had issues with him referring to her as just gay. Like, it's not... Because she's even said herself, like, well, she's fluid, you know? So how did y'all feel about him saying she's gay?
Yeah, one, sexuality is a spectrum.
Hey, now.
Like, okay. You tell like them. What you like, and it doesn't have to be put in a box. Two, I just think, like, Andy's... he's so fine, but he's so annoying. his little short self is stressing me. But I just think... I feel like she's comfortable with women and with the LGBT community because, like, she doesn't feel threatened by them, and... I don't think she's not attracted to Andy. I think she does care about Andy, but obviously there's a lot of things blocking that physical barrier. And I think hopefully she'll be able to open up to him and, like, because I think he's understanding and I think he would understand and be willing to, like, walk with her. I think he thinks, like, he's trying to show her that he cares about her and this is how he knows how to.
Right. And what I think he's totally confused about why she's even pushing him away because he's like, I'm trying to do all this beautiful, special stuff for you. I definitely did not like that Andy kept referring to her as gay. I felt like, first of all, it's none of your business, Andy. Thank you. Her sexuality.
Number one, it's none of his business.
That, you literally need to stay away from any thoughts of anything going on with her. But since you're thinking about it, and then it also kind of raises the question, though, because, like, you know, I was watching Insecure with the whole situation, and I'm like, yeah, if it was flipped, she's married, though. So she's in a, you know, she's in a commitment, but it's like, she is fluid. So if she decides to step out, is that something that you think is okay because of her sexuality?
Well, here's the thing. I'm bisexual, and you treat people like, a relationship is a relationship. I'm not going to go step out on you with a girl if I'm with a guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're faithful regardless. So I don't think it was, like, anything for him to worry about. I just think Andy's stupid.
Yeah, a lot of people get bisexuality mixed up with, like, polyamory. Like, you can still be monogamous or whatever. You know, it's like, like, I'm fine right here, you know?
It's just not where you might think I should be.
Yeah, we're equally as faithful or not faithful as straight people.
Okay, because there's some married people who are single.
Because y'all out here creeping.
Well, look. Don't say married and single.
Girl.
Facts.
I say that all the time. Like, there's some married people out here who are single.
Yes.
Well, one thing I can say is homophobia will not be tolerated. I love the way that Simone stood up for herself. She was like, look, I'm fluid and you can shut up.
Yeah.
Right? And I like that.
And Andy a hoe, so.
Okay. To who, like,
go beg for videos and whatnot, you thirsty.
And part of me was like, who are you asking for videos for? We are at the Pride Parade. You know, it could have been a heat.
I would have loved that twist.
Me too. But that would have been so simple. I don't know, but it happens. Hey.
It does.
So Simone is outside and she, you know, her and Angel are having a conversation and it's just really frustrating for her because she's starting to have these flashbacks, you know, of when she was assaulted and then Angel grabs her and she hits him, you know.
Whoa.
Of course, police is out there and they pull up and at first I was like, oh, this is going to be the thing that sends him back.
Yeah.
You know, but he gets let off.
Which happens often, believe it or not. Like, that is usually the way it happens. You get this really big scare, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm about to get it. And then it's like, oh, just don't do that next time, kind of like a slap on the wrist. But it doesn't repair the damage that was done between the two, where you're like, you almost got me arrested.
I wonder what it's going to take for her to open up about her sexual assault.
I feel like she's going to in the next episode, because I think she saw that he's hurting, too, and that there's things he's going through, and I think I think what we saw at the end of the episode where she's tearfully kind of just watching him go away is her realizing that he has his own things that he's going through and he's willing to open up to her and that he's a safe haven for her, that she can open up to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that they're going to be okay.
Yeah. Right. And it also helped, I think, for her to talk to Gigi and to just see someone else going through it and kind of like to be like, hey, I need to focus on my healing. And my healing may come through Angel. It may come through wherever. I hope. I mean, they may as well be together for a reason. Lord, get healed, okay? Simone, you deserve it.
They can always divorce. I'm just saying.
She's not feeling
the same. I don't ship. But let's get into our live read. We do have a live read for you guys before we move on.
Yes, and we know it's all about our lovely Maria Menounos.
Yes.
If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, all of you who do, we got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. Health, wellness, career, relationship, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was the StarCast that sent you. The Star Ladies.
Hi.
Okay. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yes. All right. I think I'm going to save Noah for the end because we've seen him, like, the ebb and flow. And I really want to, like, wait for that one. So I just want to touch really quickly on Derek and Ruby. I did Derek and Ruby slash Cotton and Jaden. I think they both were, they had some equal importance, but they were like, we saw small bits and pieces of them. So Grandma Ruby was spending the settlement check.
I knew she was going to do that. She's so shady. I did too.
Yeah.
Because she's an alcoholic. You don't trust an alcoholic.
Right. Plus, she was a little too gung-ho when she found out those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I also think it's interesting, though, it's another case of Lee Daniels slipping in topics the Black community go through and, like, making it kind of relatable. Because I think it's interesting the sense of, like, I owe you that, like, entitlement that, like, sometimes, like, parents or grandparents or whoever feels, like, when you're on the come up or you have some time of rise. Like, even just, like, how we view, like, celebrities and we were like, okay, when are you going to pay back the community? There's always this sense of, like, payback. Yeah. And it's like, he didn't ask you to raise him, you know? Like, I'm sure Derek would have taken...
He also didn't ask to become disabled.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure Derek would have taken care of her some way, shape, or form.
Of course, yeah.
But instead, like, you assumed that that was entitled to you. And so now you got your grandson moving out and probably a, like... messed up relationship now.
Right. I hate when parents and grandparents do that. They feel as if they're owed those things. And it's just like, I like you made a good point. I think Derek is responsible and caring enough to, first the money goes to him. And then of course he's going to give Ruby a cut. Like, of course. Yeah. So.
And he's been helpful even while he was there. Like, it wasn't that he was just laying around or something. And she's like, oh, these dishes are dirty or anything. Like, he was still having, they were still having get-togethers and events and things like that. So she's definitely... going too far, if you ask me. But I did write down that most people believe that.
Yeah.
Like, I know my cousin, like, all my aunts have, like, gotten stuff with their, like, credit cards and stuff when they were young and stuff like that, using their social. Mm-hmm. They're just like, well, these are my kids. So, like, what do you want from me? Yeah. That's, but in reality, that is not okay.
Facts.
And then, so we'll be done with that one. But didn't she have, she bought like a big screen TV or something?
Yeah,
well, it was a huge package in that living room.
Yeah, you're not even buying necessities. No! You're just being frivolous.
And then she kind of came at him foul at first until he kind of like got in her face.
He's
and then
so
she's
much,
like,
and that's why Derek is so sweet because honestly, I would have cussed her out.
Miss Ruby would have been like, cussed out.
First of all, like, nah, I couldn't have done that.
Boy, if you know.
Groovy, if you don't get the hell out somewhere, I can't. No, but Cotton and her son, Jaden, that was a trip.
It was kind of sad.
It hurt my heart a little bit.
It hurt my heart. I mean, we finally get to meet Jaden, and Jaden got a mouth on him.
Ooh.
I kind of love him. Like, he's so stinking cute. His personality is, like, on fire. Like, I love a little kid that has a personality.
I love him so much, I just want to shake him.
Yeah, but he definitely needs to sit down somewhere. Somebody needs to take... That's why he needs a daddy. That's why Cotton comes in and, you know, is going to be the nurturer.
Yes.
It definitely, I feel like, was another take on, like, single moms raising sons and, like, the whole idea that we need more active fathers within the Black community. Because he had a little attitude on him because I'm sure she's treating him like a king and, you know, trying to build him up and be able to do both roles. Mm-hmm. But, like... He had attitude. He did not respect women, and
she even said, she was like, "Is this how you talk to women?"
Yeah,
like
he's
what?
Like, I'm the man. Blah, blah, blah. I said, "If you don't get your damn feet off the table,
okay." Jaden needs two parents,
but he was like, listening to Rake It Up, and that was his. That was his guide. I mean,
don't God, like kid, and I don't like calling kids bad.
Yeah,
but like
misbehavior.
We're like, yeah.
I call it. Because I'm a parent who doesn't speak. I have a wonderful 12-year-old, straight A student, great girl. But I tell her it's misdirected behavior.
Okay?
Redirect it to where somebody that's going to handle it, not me. You see that face right there? It works.
Jesus be a biscuit.
So do you not...
Stop it up.
If you don't mind me asking, you don't believe in like spanking and stuff either? You're more like...
I don't
like,
think it's necessary for my child. I think that there are different children who need different things. And I can't knock anybody for their parenting style. Okay. But for me, I don't need to spank my child.
I think
it's enough for me to have just like some of the natural consequences.
Yeah.
She comes back to me and is like, okay, yeah, I gotta be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, bring it up. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got spanked. My mom just, like, stared, and I, like, had the fear of God within me.
Right, and then you just, like, sat down.
I was like, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I can't look her in the eyes now. I'm like, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Right. So Cotton needs to...
I'm a grown-ass woman now. I'm like,
Gwinnett and get Jaden together.
Sorry, Mom. And that's how I was, too, because my parents didn't whoop me either. But my mom would, like, pinch me. Or they would take away things from me or whatever. Yeah. So that's why, like, when Jaden still had, he was still playing that violent game. Right. My mom would have snatched that controller. Yep. My mom would have unplugged the TV out the wall and like, took directed. The TV. My mom actually did that before. She took the whole TV from me.
She picked up the whole TV?
She picked up the whole TV, girl, and took it out my room.
Mine.
Bro.
Yeah.
Wait, but can I tell you guys what I've been waiting to do?
What?
You put a lock. In, like, you know how the TV has the plug that you put in the wall and the laptop and all that? Mm-hmm. You put a lock in the hole. So they can't stick it in there. I can't wait to do that, but she's too good.
She said, I can't wait to do it. What?
It's just too funny to come there and think you're going to plug something in and it's
girl,
not like
hat, psych.
What I was saying was Jaden had the, it was directed. Like, he was, like, busting heads with the gun while he was saying, I'm going to tell my mom that I never want to come over here again. It was almost like he was, like,
he's very angry. Yeah, it's exactly. Saying? It's a, like, kind of a foreshadow into, like, Jaden's anger, you know?
And I had a friend tell me that most black men feel rage inside. Like, that is their main feeling and they're
because they don't give themselves a full emotional spectrum. It's just happiness and anger.
And we can't say they because a lot of society is really on them.
I was gonna say society consistently tries to de-emasculate the black man, and so I feel like that's one of the big reasons homophobia is such a prevalent thing in the black community, because it's like we already have, you know, society trying to make them feel less than, and so it's like in their eyes this is just another way for them, even though homosexuality does not make you less of a man.
Not at all. I feel like I'm sure some gay men I still beat your ass,
right? Right. Nor does I'll being live emotional with one of you. Nor does he being will drag emotional you. And I want to just kind of piggyback on what you were saying about black men or emasculating. Also, people need to understand that transphobia is that feeling of, oh, I was tricked. That's what I keep hearing across the board whenever I see people get hurt or you know, whatever in their trends. It's because, oh, I was tricked. First of all, let's be realistic here. You have some type of an attraction to that person anyways. And a person is a person. But do not hurt. Okay, so what? You were tricked. How many times have you been tricked? And you didn't hurt somebody for it. You know what I mean?
I think, too, because we discussed that before on the show. Especially, like, we even discussed that, like, last season. It's a lot of men use as an excuse. But, like, they really aren't being tricked, though. Like, these men know.
Yeah.
They, something. Girl, they know.
Because for the most part.
But they can't stand the fact that they're attracted to a trans person. That's what bothers them.
Bothers within themselves.
What were you about to say? Sorry, girl.
I was going
to
say, because for the most part, a lot of trans people aren't able to afford the, like, Amaya Scott King, who plays Cotton, like, she is in the 5% who are able to fully transition and have the full effect.
Yes.
For the most part, a lot of trans people aren't able to afford and stuff. So it's like, I don't think you're being tricked. I think you're upset that you're attracted to it, which is sad because I feel bad for you because I feel like you're depriving yourself from connections from people.
Yeah.
But
and suppressing and all type of experiences. Just be you. Like, no one else in the world can be you, so just be you. And this just turned into, like, a self-love thing. I love us.
It did.
But I feel bad for both Cotton and Jaden because I feel bad for Jaden because those feelings weren't just naturally there. They were taught, you know?
Like, of course.
Homophobia, transphobia is taught. It's not something that we, like, naturally have.
Mm-hmm. But he said it, like, my friends are going to make fun of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then on Cotton...
Boy, from you just have new friends.
And then Cotton's side, like, you didn't know about this boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't think Cotton would just straight up be like, nah, I'm not going to. Like, if she had known, I don't think she would have, like, not been a part of it. But she didn't know. She's trying. This is a very uncomfortable situation. She's been out in who she is for a minute now. And it's, like, sad because it's, like, I'm trying to make a connection with you and you can't accept me for who I really am.
It is. And I wonder if she wants to, like, if she wishes inside, like, maybe if I was just, like, regular. Like, if I was just a guy, like, regular old guy, would this be better?
Yeah.
And that always makes me sad because I've heard people tell me things like that, that they felt, you know. So.
Yeah.
Same I hope stuff. they come together, though, because this is a child, okay?
Yeah. I'm ready to get into Noah. But before we do, Drew has a message for you.
Yes. If you like
what
we talking about, make sure to like this. I'm going to give you 2 seconds right now to like this video. Ready? 1, 2. You better push the thumbs up. Better not be no thumbs down.
Y'all in the chat, come on now.
Come on now. Show some love. If you have any ideas, any, you know, comments about the show, leave a comment. If you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever, give us 5 stars. Okay.
Yes.
You can give us other stars, but just know I'm not going to like it as much unless you give me 5 stars. But yeah, you know.
All right.
Check it out. Interact. Yes.
Thank you, Drew. Okay. The Noah, we got to talk about this guy. At the top of the episode, we saw Carlotta was discussing the Pride show that's coming up in New Orleans. Thank God, you know, they're getting out of Atlanta again, which is all we ask. Like, yes. Can we get them out of Atlanta, please?
So even though there had to be a bomb threat.
And he's saying, and Noah is saying, oh, I'm not performing at no Pride show. Like, I'm not going to be performing in front of these gay folks. And Carlotta had to let him know, like, yo, this is an amazing demographic. If you can make it, there's some of the toughest critics, she said. Mm-hmm. If you can make it there, you can really make it, like, facts. Anywhere. So, man, so I get that's when we finally get the first like tinge, I guess, of Noah's homophobia, and I'm like, oh, it's all gonna be downhill from here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think a lot of people don't really take into account the LGBT demographic and Black women, like the buying power of us is freaking amazing. Like we can make your career.
Yeah. Right. The LGBT community is single-handedly responsible for Britney Spears still popping.
Yo.
Because you know that girl.
I didn't know the LGBT community lives for Shania Twain.
I didn't know. They don't live for her no more.
Well, that was like, what?
They don't rock with her no more. Okay. So,
basically, what I feel is with his homophobia, it's something that can be resolved. This is something he needs to work through a little bit with you know, his father's situation.
I don't even necessarily think it's, I mean, it's homophobia like on its plainest form, but I don't think it's like malicious homophobia. I think it's a sense of like almost how like Simone is kind of reacting towards men because of the
like
trauma.
Yeah,
it's a trigger for him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we find out about his dad leaving his mom and stuff. So I feel like it was just kind of like, this is the root of my pain.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to like unpack it and understand it, I'm just like summing it up and being like, gay people ruined my life.
Yeah, right. Definitely. And it definitely felt like they pulled the inspiration from, I believe it's Tank. As an R&B singer, I believe it's Tank, and he was performing at Pride. He actually went and performed, and they effing loved him. Mm-hmm. But there were other people that, like, what are you doing as a man? Like, why would you perform in front of all these gay people? Da da da. And Tank was basically just like, look, my checks cash the same way, honey. Like, of course, I have fans in the LGBT community. Why wouldn't I meet them where they're at and perform?
Like, I'm not saying I'm having sex with them. I'm saying that I'm performing.
I am performing, and I'm going home.
Yeah. Like, what? It's ridiculous that, like, you would just assume because I go to something that I'm immediately a part of that.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a KKK rally, then I'm like suspicious.
Right. Yeah.
But it's dumb to like, I always get confused when these like rappers and stuff like say stupid things about the LGBT community or Black women or whatever, because minorities will show out for people who rock with them because we don't see our representation.
No. And we will cancel anyone else.
Yeah, so if you're willing to ride with us, then we're willing to ride with you and we're going to invest in you. That is why Britney Spears is still going.
That's why I choose, you know, the content I do when it comes to who I follow on social media, what I watch and what I read. If I see myself represented, then I'm going to be drawn to it. And then, of course, I'm gonna come back, you know. Then we also see Noah and Andy fight. I mean, this has been a long time coming.
It is such a pissing contest. Like, guys, just get over it. That testosterone, somebody needs to just calm down. Like, why is Andy so mad at Noah? Is he jealous? Is he jealous that he grew up, what is it? Because I'm so annoyed.
I think Andy is, in a sense, jealous, like, because I kind of relate to him, because I'm biracial. I grew up with a white mom, and then I had, like, you know, my Jamaican side of family stuff, and I was with them a lot, but for the main portion of it, I was with my white side of the family. And you kind of feel like, some points, I almost felt disconnected from the Black community because I wasn't consistently surrounded by it. Mm. And so it's like, I didn't act out the way Andy did, but you do kind of feel like almost envious towards people who are able to have that full experience and able to be unapologetically Black in all aspects of their life. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like Andy kind of has that anger towards Noah, like, maybe if I didn't have to do X, Y, and Z, I would be where you are.
He looks down on him too, though.
Yeah, he also does look down on him.
Yes.
Like, oh, he had me do extensive research. Like, okay. And you learned that at your Ivy League school, that your
first of all, like, that is, I don't know if it's lawsuit worthy, but I'm like, that is confidential information, you know? But what's the big deal? So you look into my history, you found out my dad is gay, and now what?
Yeah.
But that's
and
the thing.
And what? You short.
That's the thing. If it can ignite a flame enough in Noah for him to drink and just get off the tour, better for Andy.
So he's sabotaging. I can't with that guy. So how do you feel about Noah and Alex? Do y'all, you feeling it or no?
I like the trust there because obviously, like, Alex's mama was up in bed. And if I walked in and my man's was in bed with Naomi Campbell, actually, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not even. Right.
You know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start.
You know what? You do you. I can't even get mad at this. But I do respect that she was just like, I know it's not. Like, because a lot of girls would have.
Oh, I know.
Right. Yeah. A lot of girls would have showed out. Yeah.
But that really hurt me, though, when she said that. Like, that hit me harder than anything else.
She just knows her mom's BS.
Yeah.
And then she intentionally, like, she was like, oh, where do you think my daughter got it from? Like, really?
That's nasty.
You need you're an attention whore. You need to go.
That was gross. But seeing Noah perform at the club, the song was so sad.
Luther Vandross is already
Dance with My Father. I'm like, oh, bro.
That song.
I think, like, for black people, that's, like, one of the saddest songs ever.
It really is.
It took our levels down. Like, we were like, no. And then we're like, oh.
And we're like, Star better not be. Oh, my God.
I know.
Luther.
Exactly. Why is she comforting him? Why Alex ain't the one taking it?
You know what? I'm not going to cry in the club right now.
I'm not going to cry in the club. I'm not. You're not going to get me. But it was beautiful, though. And I loved it. And I think there was, like, a shedding of another layer. Like, you know, you can be open, you can be honest and real, even in a space like this where you are the minority, you know? Right. You're welcome, so then welcome them.
We love seeing black men heal. Yes. We're here for it. We're
process for your it. BS, man. Yes. Come on.
And do it around people that can prove to you that, because, like, he thinks gays are just a problem. Okay, now you're in a gay club, so now what? You're healing, and you're there, and they're a part of it. So.
He is. I also loved to see that he doesn't mind sharing the spotlight, and he kind of let his ego fade when it comes to Alex, which is why I asked you all how you feel about Noah and Alex, because it's becoming more real and genuine now, I think, you know, now that it's not... you know, a facade or for the cameras or anything. Because she was, like, twisting his hair and stuff. Like, black couples love doing that stuff. We love playing with each other's hair.
We really do.
It's because you got that access. It's no problem. It's no sweat.
Yes, I love it. I freaking love it. And then Carlotta came out and told her, you know, Alex had some deal coming up. And then Noah was like, oh, it's fine. He's like, what about Noah? And I was like...
that warmed my heart. I felt like he was genuinely supporting her. And she needs that. And
he believes in Alex's success. Because, like I've been saying for a long time, like, Alex is that girl.
Yeah, she really is. And I like that he was, like, he genuinely was excited for her and didn't show his disappointment until after she left. Because he's allowed to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, that is a bummer. But I'm glad that he just, like, put it to the side and was like, no, I want you to do it. Like,
yeah.
But it did cause him to relapse. He went ahead and just drank out of that flask. And he's been doing so well.
What do you think's in that flask? I think Henny.
Oh, girl. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's some brown.
It's either Henny or whiskey.
It's some brown.
I be drinking Henny sometimes, you know.
Well, Henny makes you
crazy. I just got around to drinking Henny. Okay, sorry. My bad.
The point is that we think he's getting drunk. We think that he is now going to start channeling, and Alex is not going to play that. She definitely doesn't have any time for toxicity, so he better get it together.
We'll see. Before we move on, I do want to say, though, one last thing on the topic of homophobia. I really appreciated them in the hotel room was a conversation amongst men about that. Yeah. And Angel was the one to say, you know, well, it shouldn't be that way. And Andy's like, well, that's the way it's always been. Like, bro, if you don't grow, my guy, like...
if you don't evolve,
I know you can physically. Sorry, it's a short joke. But... I feel like, you know, mentally you can come out of that just because that's the way it is. Like, some traditions can be, you know, they can be broken. You don't have to be that way.
Yeah.
It's not even right.
I really appreciate that conversation. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a really dope conversation to be put in there. And I'm sorry, Elijah Kelly, that we keep making fun of you. You mad fine, so.
You are very handsome.
But I really, I appreciate the authenticity of the whole conversation because I think it's something that needs to be brought up in a lot of friendships. Like,
yeah. I mean, and it was a tweet I saw that said, are y'all still in 2018 calling dudes gay, trying to, like, insult them?
Yeah.
And then it was a face like, and I love that.
At this point, it's just like, okay.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Right. Moving on. Right. Yeah.
Like, but moving on, let's get into our special segment, which is Carlotta's wig review. And
our segment.
I love it. I be dancing all the time. So actually, this time, all three of us have come up with a nice little wig review, and we're going to start off with the leader of Carlotta's wig review, Shawna. Yes, what you got, girl? Hey,
so I'm going to do the pride wig, which was the purple wrap around the face. Mm-hmm. It gave us a very, like, Vandella look. So I'm going to name her Auntie Sparkle. She has glitter in all of her crevices after a long night, okay? And she smokes a little weed on the side. She loves the gays and she sells them wigs.
Is this me?
I know, I'm like, why are you calling me out right now?
This is real personal.
This is my Sunday night.
Sparkle 1 and Sparkle 2. Y'all got glitter in y'all crevices and y'all selling wigs to the gays?
I might.
Smoking a little weed on the side?
I might be. Do we have to put Auntie in front of it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is, so I picked the final wig where she slaps the fire out, or punches the fire out of Maurice. And her name is Auntie Waters, as in Auntie Maxine Waters, as
I
in
can't.
She reclaims her time. She does not have time for these men.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You cannot finish your statement because I do not care.
She is tired.
Yes, she is tired. She likes to watch Maury
right.
on Sundays after she's come home from church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she can make a mean oxtail and rice.
That's what she seemed like. Yes.
Okay, so for mine is the red wig that she had, I think, mostly at the beginning. It was very simple and I liked it, so I just called it the Auntie Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa.
It's her businesswoman wig. She's all about business, but don't try her because she will cuss you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wig that she wears to go and pick up her kids. So
yes.
You got to be a good, wholesome woman when you pick up kids because the teacher might try you.
Yes, right,
right.
Right.
Some one time my teacher
Oh, yeah, that's her PTA wig. Yes.
PTA wig. Mm, yes. I like it, Vanessa, auntie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's the Carlotta's
that
wig
That is. And so to our fans, you all have been rocking with us since season one. We just wanted to give a quick little shout out. I know you still have the chat up, so you can just shout out to some of our fans, girl.
Yes. Can I give more than one?
Yes, girl.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout out to Dominique Graham, even though they said Hennessy is nasty.
All right,
try
thanks.
Some pineapple with it. It'll change your life.
Oh.
You can go white. It's cool. Clear.
Shout out to Malik Ahmad.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the chat real early before we were in the
shout
chat.
Out to you.
So, yeah, shout out to y'all. All thanks right. for talking to us.
Thanks for,
And then let us know y'all aunties' names. Like, if you see any wigs that you feel like you have an auntie name for, mm-hmm. I just want to see. What can you guys come up with?
Okay.
Off the dome.
So, real quick for news and gossip, I just have that I knew Ayana was coming back. Oh.
TV news.
Ciao. It shocks me every time. I'm never going to get used to that. I knew that Ayana was coming back because Miss Michael Michelle, who plays Ayana on the show, tweeted that, you know, Ayana's going to be back. I think she even sent like a little picture. So I knew it. I was like, we're not done with Ayana yet. Yeah. Like, this is just too juicy. You know, we hadn't seen her for, I think, the past two episodes. And she came back full force. I love it. I love that she's out, you know, because she already blackmailed her own daddy. Like, that's who you don't play with. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to see more about it because I love that it's a woman like Ayana who has already had issues with her own father, and she's going to be leading her own little Time's Up movement, you know, with Gigi, because Gigi had issues with Charles as well.
Hopefully
so.
Simone will jump in on it.
Hopefully. And I think it's really beautiful to see Ayana leading that movement in her own Midtown. Yeah.
I was a little nervous at first. I was afraid it was going to be malicious, like she wanted to get her spot back. But to see that
too.
She genuinely cared about Gigi, yes. I think made me feel a lot better about
it. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Although I did tweet out to her that I'm ready for Ayana to come back because Maurice needs to get checked. And she did like and retweet that.
Maurice is trash.
So
and
she must be coming to check Maurice. That's a hint.
How you going to be that fine and be garbage?
Yeah, we can discuss that in our own predictions. Speaking of predictions, we're going to get into those right now.
Yes.
Yeah, he is on it with the sound effects.
Come on now.
Yo, that's my... I love you. Thank you.
Oh, wait. We missed a big part. I gotta talk about this.
We'll have to talk about it in predictions. Actually, and you go.
Okay. Well, I want to just say that I think that... what's the son's name again?
Jaden.
Jaden, with his seizure, he seemed like he was really dealing with some medical issues that Cotton is going to have to jump on board and jump in action. And I think that's what we need to solidify them as, like, parent and child.
Mm-hmm.
I think Maurice is going to use the info that he has on Star to manipulate her. And he knows that she's jealous. He knows how she is. So he's going to use that to try to get his career popping. And now he's going to be with the new girl, Natalie.
Because
she's a snake, and two snakes together that's all they need to be rolling on their belly. Okay, and then, of course, Alex is going to get stronger, but Alex is going to find out that Noah's drinking and stop it where it is, right then and there. I'm being positive this week. Moving on to you.
Okay. I think I really want to see Star and Jackson continue to be thing because I like him. I like him for her. I think he genuinely cares.
You don't think
about,
he's trying to use her?
He's not doing anything that she hasn't done to somebody.
Yeah, and he says that too.
Yeah, and I think he's been very upfront about it. You know, he could easily be shady.
He has.
He's been very
upfront with his
actions. And he could have easily done some shady stuff the first night that they met, and I think he really does like her, and he really does care about her, and I want to see her be with someone who's going to treat her right and respect her and maybe, like, get her through this situation with, you know, her guilt for her mom. Mm-hmm.
Can she handle that, though? She don't know how to handle love, real good love.
But I think she deserves to at least try and find out, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Alex has gotten to see real love twice, so right. I think Simone and Star should get to see it. And I'm done with Maurice. I want Carlotta to punch him again because it just felt good from my spirit. And I want someone to humble Andy because you're too fine to be so angry.
Or maybe get him a girl, something.
Well, I think he's with Brandy. I think Brandy's character was who he was on the phone with.
She is a killer. He don't need no killer.
He's not
in his
ready
life,
for it.
So he can pretend to be a gangster.
But why wouldn't he? I feel like maybe he would try and do that to like overcompensate.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have that experience.
Need that,
he doesn't need it.
Because she can convince him to get
but
those
he also
pills.
Needs to, he also needs to act the way he does when he does it.
Mm. That's true. You're right. He sucks.
So those are my predictions.
For mine, I think Simone will open up finally about her sexual assault. I don't care to see her have sex. Like,
just hold on to it, girl.
I'm trying. Yeah, right. So with Maurice, yeah, I think he's going to be put in a tough place to work harder because when Ayana showed up, she told him, Maurice, she was like, you know what? These people need to be here, here, and here, and you ain't do that. Because he definitely had the chance to just kind of, you know, half-ass at his job. But it's got to feel terrible that he cheated on his girlfriend, got slapped, but still has to keep his now ex-girlfriend's group, like, together or manage them or whatever. So that's got to suck. But
yeah. I kind of like that it sucks for him. He deserves
too bad.
To feel that uncomfortable awkwardness.
Too freaking bad.
We're
going to
see. I hope Carlotta gets a fine man.
Yeah, Natalie's not going anywhere. We're going to definitely see more of Natalie. And I don't know if it's going to be Maurice's chance now to team up with Natalie against them. Why wouldn't he have more of an incentive? You know what I mean? Dang. So those are my predictions. But again, thank you all so much for tuning in for our season 2 episode. What are we on? 15 now? We only have like 3 more to go. Yeah.
Really
let the good times roll, y'all. I am your lead host, Ivana. Where can we find you all?
You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. And hop on over to the iZombie chat because I'll be on that tonight too.
Yes. Awesome. You can catch me at Deshauna O on Twitter and Instagram and tonight on Riverdale.
Yeah.
Yes, and also you can find me on the Atlanta After Show on Thursdays. Well, me and Drew. Me and Drew Towns. You can catch me on the Dear White People panel that'll be coming up soon. Yeah. And make sure you tune in again at this time next Wednesday. I'm your lead host, Ivana. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams. Thank you all for joining. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.